You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour with you here in... We're going to be in the Gospel of Mark today, chapter 1. We're looking at examples in the Scripture where Jesus changed people's lives because of his compassion, and I'm so thankful he's still reaching out to people and changing their lives because he loves us. And he, no matter how serious the condition, Jesus is able to remedy that and bring God all the glory. So thank you for joining us. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape's got decades and decades of experience, over 20 years in the landscaping business. They're a family-based, licensed, and insured business here in Brevard County. And they've seen a lot of things in 20 years. They know what works and they know what doesn't. They know how to repair things that have been traumatized by the intense cold weather that we had for Florida anyway. This year, you might have had some plants that didn't do too well. They can help you out with that. They've got a full array of products. They have artificial turf. They got carefully designed putting greens, landscaping services, pavers, installations. They can install and manage drains and downspouts. They have landscape lighting, water features, and landscape repair. Whatever needs to be done to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will enjoy spending time in and treasure for years and years to come. Treasure Your Landscape is a great resource for you to consider. 321-749-1432 is how you could get in touch with them if you are so inclined. Space Coast Nursery, you can actually put your eyes on some of the products that they have, and that's at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. It is north of the Barge Canal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. They love Jesus, and they love being a blessing to the community. They are friends of the Refresh radio program. They're my friends, and I tell you, they have done wonderful, wonderful things for Merritt Assembly of God's curb appeal. And if you're looking to upgrade that area of your property, they may be the blessing you are looking for. Today we're going to go to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 38. It says, "But he," Jesus, "said to them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. And he was preaching in their synagogues and throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he, Jesus, strictly warned him and sent him away at once, and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. There was not a disease in the ancient world that had more consequences to it than leprosy. Leprosy had a visual impact on a person's appearance, but it also had, it was a socially isolating disease, and you had to go around and you had to announce to everybody you were spiritually unclean. And so any person who has any contact with you would be unclean as well. So scripture was very clear that it was the priest who was to examine, and a priest would make the diagnosis, would take them through the healing process. A lot of times people think that there's no need for human medical care, and I don't see that in the scriptures. I just think that God is able to use both. If it wasn't for the technologies that God has allowed man to invent, one of my children would not be alive. And so I'm very thankful for them. I'm also thankful that what man is incapable of doing, God is still capable of doing. And so Jesus is going out and he's preaching, and there's a spiritual change in the atmosphere. Demons are now being cast out of people, and that can only improve the atmosphere and the environment in a community. It means a lot less human suffering. It means that the kingdom of light is pushing back the kingdom of darkness. And as these miracles are taking place, as Jesus is on the journey for the purpose that he had come, there is a person with leprosy that comes to him. There was no known cure now for leprosy. That term represented a wide array of skin conditions, but it had many different ramifications that, like I was talking, and this guy comes to Jesus, and he comes to Jesus in faith. And he says, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And I think that is very, very important for us, that when we come to Jesus, we need to come in faith, knowing what he's capable of. What this man says has nothing to do with God's capabilities. He's fully persuaded that Jesus is capable. His question is, God, are you willing? Are you willing? Because if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus, it says here in verse number 41, was moved with compassion. Now remember that when Jesus is moved with compassion, there's an urgency about it. There is a drive that is making the agenda has changed. The purpose is not just to get from point A to point B. Now Jesus is focused because of his compassion on this man who has just come with a need that was impacting huge areas of his life. And he is coming in faith, knowing that Jesus is capable of doing that. And Jesus said, I'm going to change this man's world. He was moved with compassion, and then he did the unthinkable. He stretched out his hand, and he touched him. I remember hearing a story one time of a man who had committed himself to ministering in a leper colony. And he had gone there healthy to minister to these people with leprosy. And one of the things that happened with that particular type of leprosy was it caused he wasn't very sensitive. Let me say it that way. He was desensitized. And as there was a person that came to interview him, and as he was talking, the person that was interviewing noticed that this man's hand was over a candle and it was burning his flesh, and the guy who had gone to minister to the lepers was now one of them, and he was burning himself, but he was desensitized. He couldn't feel it. And all of a sudden, the guy who's doing the interviewing realized what was going on. Jesus isn't afraid to reach out his hand and touch the untouchables. You may be listening to the sound of my voice right now, and maybe society has labeled you unclean, too far gone. You could be listening in an environment where you didn't ever picture yourself. You know, you may have abused your body. You may have done a lot of things that the Bible says you shouldn't have done. You may be paying a price physically right now because of drugs or other activities in your life, and now you're labeled untouchable, unclean. This man knew what that was like. And for the first time in who knows how long, don't know how advanced this person's leprosy was. I don't know if it had begun to eat away at some of his physical appearance or not. But that's one of the things that leprosy did. But I do know that he was supposed to not have any contact with any person. And for the first time since he was diagnosed, he felt. And the first thing that he felt was the touch of Jesus. You may not have the physical ailment of leprosy, but you may have been hurt emotionally. You may have been hurt relationally. You may have been traumatized by some things that have happened in your life. And since then you've been calloused or hardened or cut off. And it's been a long time. I want you to understand that there's a song we used to sing, and it just goes, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. It's not just about healing of the disease in this man's case. but it was also in restoring everything that that disease had robbed him of. God is not only our Redeemer, He's our Restorer. And when He touched him, He said, "I am willing, be cleansed." And all of a sudden, immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. One of the things that I pray for people who have physical situations that are spreading in their body is, God, I pray that you would touch this man or touch this woman, touch this boy or touch this girl in such a way that the sickness that is spreading in their body would become allergic to them and it would leave their body and not return. I just feel like that's a good prayer to pray. I think it's biblical. I want it stopped in its tracks, yes, but then I want it evicted. It has destructive capabilities, and I want to see people made well. And so my responsibility is to pray the prayer of faith. God has the responsibility of healing, of doing what he has planned. And I wish that I could say that everybody that I've prayed for has been healed and they continue to live, but that has not always been the case. But death does not get the final word in the life of a believer. Jesus does. And our last heartbeat here, God wants to be the transition point to where it becomes life forever in His presence. But if you're out there and you don't have any relation, you don't have any close relationships, understand you're suffering some of the same type of ramifications that a leper would have experienced. And the greatest part of leprosy wasn't the physical and it wasn't the social. Lepers could not partake in the worship experience. And when Jesus touched this man, all of a sudden his ability to be restored to a place where he could pursue spiritual health is restored as well. And so all of that leaves him, and all of those social and physical and spiritual abilities are restored to him. But with the miracle came a strict warning. It says in verse 43, "And he strictly warned him." Now, I don't know what the man had done to contract leprosy. I've told you on an earlier program about Gehazi. I think that was a couple of days ago, where Gehazi was there when Naaman was healed of his leprosy, and Gehazi was greedy and he ended up contracting leprosy, and it was part of his future. It was his greed that set him up for his leprosy. I don't know what it was in this man that was healed. But I do know this: Jesus made it perfectly clear in no uncertain terms. He said, "In order for me to do what I need to do, you are not supposed to say anything. You say nothing to anyone. Here's what you do. You go and fulfill the biblical instructions that were given for people who have had leprosy, and that is this: you go show yourself to the priest and you offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded you. You've got to go and do those two things." So there's three things the warning includes: don't say anything to anyone, go to the priest and show yourself to him and offer the offering you're supposed to offer. The instructions are very clear. He said, and that is going to be the testimony to them. I believe that God wants to do things in such a way that people will see that his hand has been at work. And so what Jesus was telling this guy that had been healed of leprosy to do was go fulfill the biblical instructions that came through Moses. Don't tell anybody. Go to the priest, show yourself to the priest, let him declare you healed, and then offer the thanksgiving you're offering. Let it be a testimony, because let me tell you something, a lot of times people get so accustomed to seeing negative outcomes that to see a positive outcome is a glorious testimony and a tremendous encouragement. So we saw a family whose prodigal came back to faith a few years ago that the family had been praying about for decades. What an encouragement. What an encouragement to the rest of our congregation, many of whom have prodigals that they're praying for. And so Jesus, in this man's instruction, not contradicting the law of Moses, but actually instructing him to follow the law of Moses, and it was going to result in a testimony. That's what his strict warning to the man was to do. Verse number 45 says this, however, that's not a good word. In this case, it is not a good word. What happened was the man who had leprosy didn't follow Jesus' instructions. He went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city. I wonder how many times we mess things up. Rather than listening to what Jesus has to say, we think our plan is better than his plan. Now, listen, the compassion of God, Jesus being moved with compassion and touching an afflicted body, that's a wonderful thing. We have talked about that the compassion of God, that he's compassionate to heal, he's compassionate to forgive. And here, his compassion is not just an example for us, but he has the compassion to give us the opportunity to walk a life of obedience. The compassion of God is not meant as an excuse to be an excuse for sin. The compassion of God is to give us an opportunity to obey what he says. So let me ask you this real quick. Is there anything that God has been speaking to you about from his word, from messages you've heard? Maybe it's from the radio program here. Is there anything that God has been speaking to you about and you've not been doing it? May you think, well, God, I don't really need to do that. You know, God knows what he says, means what he says, and he doesn't give any extra steps. So I'm going to tell you a funny story real quick. That is, I took electronic shop when I was in high school, and we were supposed to bring some electronic item in that needed repair. And I had this old AM/FM clock radio. And I mean, it was pretty popular. There were a number of them around, and it wasn't working. And so I took it into electronic shop, and I thought I knew what I was doing. And when I finally got to return it home, I came home with a lot of extra parts. They were in the original design, but when I got done working on it, I had all of these extra parts that I hadn't put back in. And guess what? The clock and the radio still didn't work. Here's what I can tell you. Jesus doesn't give us any unnecessary steps to take. He gives us opportunities to obey because he's compassionate. What is the price tag of disobedience? The price tag of disobedience may not show up in us, although there will be a time where this guy stands before the throne and he'll say, "Oh, I messed up. I didn't do what Jesus said to do," much the way that Saul told Samuel, "Hey, I did everything you told me to." And then Samuel said, "Why do I hear the bleating of sheep?" B-L-E-A-T-I-N-G, not bleeding, bleating. A lot of times we think we've obeyed, but we may not have done exactly what happened was the consequence was that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, and instead he ministered in the desert, and people came to him out in the desert from every direction. My challenge is let's be really good at the obedience part. Jesus has been really good at the compassion part. He's been good at the healing, the touching, the cleansing, the doing what needs to be done. And he has the authority to speak into our life, and he knows what he's talking about. So for the sake of my family, for the sake of your family, for the sake of our community, could we not be an obstacle to Jesus' ministry, but could we live a life of obedience because of his great compassion to us that facilitates people being able to come and meet Jesus? To where when they come, they're not going to say, "Are the people at church going to hurt me? Are they going to put a stumbling block in front of me?" No, let's do what Jesus said, because when we walk in obedience, obedience is better than sacrifice, and it makes it easier for people to come to Jesus and find the miracle that they need. Not just the miracle I need, not just the miracle you need, the miracle our community needs. Let's live a life of obedience. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."